Hello and welcome back to Hometown Glory, your Spurs and Culture podcast. I'm Rosa and with me today are Ash and Billy. And if we're lucky, Sam might join us later, so fingers crossed for that. Since we last met, the Spursverse has brought us a vintage embarrassing defeat, followed by one of the more insane Coy's Twitter meltdowns of recent memory, an international break featuring the inevitable Giovanni Lo Celso goal, some new celebrity fans, and Spurs women only scoring goals in the second minute of games. Guys, have you both been?
I feel like everyone's lost their minds recently, and I don't just mean Spurs. Like, I don't know if you just feel like following Twitter is like a complete mess at the moment. I'm just so bored of like this flag gate. I think it's like one of the worst discussions I've ever seen on Twitter, and I just can't wait to have the comfort of Ange back in my life because everyone has just fucking gone crazy, right, over the last couple of weeks. I mean, it started off last week, which feels like months ago now, with the classic Son versus Churchill debate, and that felt like it couldn't get any weirder. But then that's like blown into the dust now that we've just like literally the whole country has lost its mind and like our actual politicians are waiting in. So yeah, I can't wait to just have a bit of normality back man in Tottenham.
I like to feel that we were, you know, trailblazers in that way. We like set the tone for the international break by losing our minds completely. Yeah, we've been pretty weird. I don't think I've ever seen a weirder situation than the Churchill or Son. What's actually, you know, give me your pick, Churchill or Son. or someone else.
definitely Son. Yeah, it's not close. I'll be
it's
honest.
Really not close.
I feel like Son could like technically mastermind a war, but Churchill couldn't score a Puskas goal. So
exactly. Get you a man who can do both. Ash, how have you been?
Good. Apart from the Fulham result, I've been very well. I think we were talking just before we came on and we were all just still very confused, but also not confused. So yeah. And like Billy said, I'm just looking forward to, yeah, the run-in. As it's affectionately known. I think like
we're officially in the run-in now, right? That's it.
I think this is the run-in, yeah. There's no national breaks and it's like, yeah, this is it. So yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Indeed.
Okay. Before we get into the serious business of the pod, well, not the serious business, but the, you know, the real meat of the pod. I don't really know where I'm going with this. We're not going to really talk about actual football. We will be bringing you guys something a little bit special later on. But first, a couple of announcements. This is your last reminder to book your slot for a family photo at the Beehive just before the Luton game. This is our Sam's charity venture and all proceeds are going to go to the Tottenham Food Bank. So find Sam on Twitter or Insta, book your slot and make a donation. He's worked so hard on this and honestly, it's going to be great. And another reminder to get your tickets for the Women's FA Cup semi-final against Leicester on Sunday the 14th of April. I know I'm sounding like official club channels right now, but it is at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and we are playing Leicester, and that is the best possible combination of things we could have asked for. Again, what could possibly go wrong? But at least we will all be there to see it. Now, today saw a couple more things happening in the world of Spurs. One was something lovely. R. Richarlison has released another interview where he talks incredibly movingly about his struggles with depression last season and especially after the World Cup. I watched a clip of that and he got tearful. I got tearful. I felt like I was so moved for him, really. It was so, like, I know we've talked about this before, but just really, really seeing it, I thought it was so impressive, really.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like just felt really proud of him, to be honest. Like, I know we've been big advocates of Richie on this podcast. Like, I feel him as a person, like, he's genuinely one of the best people in the whole football system, as we've said many times. But like, this was like another level, I think. And to see someone talking like that openly is just so rare in football. And I In fact, I can't really. I've obviously had like the Dele Alli thing with Gary Neville like a year ago. I think, which is almost exactly a year ago actually, because I saw a reminder for it. And then like, but this is like an active player. No, I don't. I can't ever remember a player talking like that in the middle of their career like that. So yeah, I think it's really special.
Yeah, I didn't realize how serious, not that I didn't realize how serious it was, but you know, he was talking openly about quitting football, like completely, which would have been quite mad following like the World Cup that he had, because he was like a hero, and everything was going so well. So yeah, it's really, really shocking. But yeah, it's great. I'm really like proud that he plays for our club, really. He's just such a top guy.
He is. And I think it doesn't, I guess it doesn't matter to some people that they have like good dudes like representing them, but I feel like it does matter to us.
Yeah, and I feel like every single week there's some absolutely horrendous, horrific story which makes you like question the fact that you spend your whole life sort of idolizing these men that do these disgusting, horrible things. And if you look at a couple of stories that come out of Spain this week, of Dani Alves and like Vinicius Junior, you know, some of the things that those two particular stories have portrayed in football, some of the comments that people have made about Vinicius Junior, and obviously what's happened with the whole Dani Alves thing. It's just like there's so much like grey, disgusting stuff that happens in football. So it's nice to have like a proper decent guy represent us, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. And also, just watching him, I think I just remembered again how young all these guys are and how much they go through from such a sort of early age and what they have to sacrifice to get to where they are. So we love you, Richie. And is he back from injury now? Do we know?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think he was on the bench for both Brazil games. Didn't come on either, but I don't think he's fully fit. But I think he will be by Saturday for sure.
Oh, so he's going to get so much love. Amazing. Can't wait to see him. So that's one sort of nice thing. And I don't know how you guys feel about this next thing, but honest to God, I think it is like if we had a boycott campaign around this, I would join it because our club has decided to schedule a friendly against Bayern Munich in the summer at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I mean, I just as a rule of thumb boycott every friendly.
Fair play, yeah.
I'll just continue that. But there's just something really horrible about Kane coming back so soon. It just feels weird and just
Will it
wrong.
even be a
But
year? Like, I don't, like it won't be, will it?
probably not,
Being
no.
almost exactly a year, yeah,
Okay. Given that he left
Slightly, yeah.
like 2 days
It's like
before
a
the
week
season
before the season
started,
starts, isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah, so it's
Yeah.
almost a year to the day. I think it's absolutely pathetic, to be honest. I'm embarrassed by it. It's like something that like Stevenage would do. You know, if Tottenham bought a player from Stevenage, they'd be like, oh, well, you know what, we'll play you in a friendly to sort of make it better. And
It give you some more money.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
just so tin pot, and like it's so like, if we have aspirations to be an elite club like Bayern Munich obviously are, then it's just embarrassing, I think. And like, yeah, I don't think anyone really wants to see it either. I don't think people want Kane back at the moment. And it's not to be a slight on Kane or anything. It's just a bit too soon. It's a bit too fresh. And it's a bit of a weird situation. It's too weird. It's too weird at the moment. Like if you came back only after you've been at Bayern Munich for like 3 or 4 years, it'd be okay. But like a year late, not even a year late, it's just too weird. It just doesn't really. I know he'll get a really good reception and stuff, and he'll probably say loads of quotes at the time about how much it means to him. But I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Don't like the optics of it.
It reeks of the sort of Real Madrid special relationship. That's how it feels.
Yeah. Oh God, I'd forgotten all about that. That worked
I've
out
never
really well
forgotten it.
for us.
I've never forgotten about it, and I still want to know what was so special about it. But yeah, I think the Kane thing, you're right, it's too soon. And yeah, I think like he could come back and possibly be, you know, Champions League winner or so. Who knows? It's just a bit soon.
This is
To
like
be
a
honest,
weird
I
thing
hope
that
he is Champions League winner, but I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him.
don't either. It's like a weird thing that Levy is doing now, because he did it for Solomon as well. Like he said in the Solomon transfer, we'll play you in a friendly. Like I'm not really a fan of that as a negotiating tactic. It's just a bit like, could we just pay a little bit more money and save this whole embarrassing thing?
Yeah, just give them the money. It's
I think we're
literally
playing
fine.
two. Because this came out a while ago. It came out a couple of months ago that Levy had arranged this. I think it came out on one of those American interviews that he did. I think there's two friendlies. I think one of them might even be in Korea or something. South Korea, and yeah, I just don't like it at all. Like, it just feels like very like League Two club selling their best player to a Premier League club, like the kind of thing that Birmingham would do for like Bellingham. Like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, they retired his number, didn't they? Birmingham, which at the time I thought was really ridiculous. And now I'm like, oh, maybe I'll sort of see where you're going with it. That's it. I'm just, don't do it in Tottenham. Like, to be honest, if you're going to do it somewhere else, that's fine. But like, he's like, there's still that fucking mural.
Also, like they're probably going to beat us. It's like a week before the season starts. He'll probably score. Like, what is that? What kind of message is that going to do? I know friendlies mean jack shit in reality, but like, what? I just don't see it. I can't see a possible upside of it. Like, if we beat them, it doesn't really mean anything. If they beat us, it means a bit more because we'll just get the shit keep ripped out of us. It's like, I don't see either. I don't see a possible upside of this at all. I don't think anyone really wants it. I even think Kane himself will find it a bit awkward, to be honest. Like, I just, yeah, I don't like that. Don't like it at all.
I do as well because I don't think he's just not the kind of guy, like, for all of the amazing things that he does and his kind of charities and all the rest of that and all of his work around mental health. Like, he's just not a person who can kind of coast through these things kind of smoothly with charisma and have the right words. Like, he just isn't that guy, and that's totally fine. But then don't put him in a situation where he needs to be that guy. It's just weird and
And also, I don't,
uncomfortable.
yeah, I mean, obviously, I spoke about this a lot over last summer in particular. I don't like Bayern Munich. I don't like their fans. I don't like their everything that their club represents. I hate, like, I think the way they behaved during that transfer saga was disgusting, like, so arrogant and ridiculous. I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, what? I just don't get it at all,
And
man.
now we've got to host them. No. So none of us are going. Okay, good.
Having said that, if they beat Arsenal, then, call it off. I'm all right
That's
with a
true.
friendly.
That's
I
true.
can
And he
be
is,
off. Yeah,
and he's back in action this weekend. So all could be well. Right, one final thing before we move into our new exciting segment. I do want a sort of, we like to do these little temperature checks, especially after really embarrassing games and sudden sort of shocks. It's been nearly 2 weeks now, and we haven't really had to think very much about our players because they've all gone off on international duty and kind of done various things or not done various things. Do we feel ready to see them again? Are we? Like, I was ready to get those t-shirts printed up again, Ash. That, like, I hate all of our players. I was ready for it.
Yeah, I wasn't best pleased, but I always hate like losing an innocent international break.
Which we've
I just
done now
want
the
to like,
last two times, I'm pretty sure.
I think so, yeah.
Was it Brighton? I
And
think was the last one, wasn't it? I think.
yeah. So yeah, I'm ready to see the players. I'm ready hopefully to win and just like get top four back on track.
All right, so you basically have amnesia. It's fine. You've decided to just move.
I support Spurs. I've had to have selective amnesia.
It's true.
It's the
It's
only
true.
way I can survive this.
Billy, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I think I wasn't really looking forward to the international breaks. I'm like Ash, that I think when you lose a game, you just want another game to get out of your system. But I actually kind of feel like the distance has been quite good because I'm a bit over that Fulham game now. Like, that was a weird one for me because I didn't see any of it because I was away that weekend. And I just checked my phone to see us losing like 3-0. And I was like, I didn't have any of the anger. I was just like devastated, like, because I thought we moved on from that kind of thing, really, to be honest, especially with that being the result the week before. But I feel like the distance has been quite good because now I'm sort of ready to have them back. And like, I feel like what sealed it was like watching Maddison last night, like, come on
Yes.
and save England. I think he's probably needed a bit of distance because he's not been himself. I know we've had like Benton Kerr's come out that he's broken his toe. I feel like the time in between the games could hopefully do us good. And I hope Van de Ven will be fit. And I hope, we'll have a pretty decent squad. I know everyone was a bit worried about Udogie, but I think he's back. He looked like he was in training today because he only played one game for Italy. Like, Vicario has played his first Italian game. Son scored. So hopefully everyone will be buzzing. And I think, like, more importantly, I think everyone will be really sort of rallying around Richarlison as well, which would be good. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it now. And I just hope you get the win and then on to Forest. And then that should hopefully be two wins. And then, the real tough games start to come. But yeah, let's hope for a nice win on Saturday.
Yeah, I was pretty thrilled to see Madders last night, actually. I couldn't be bothered to watch most of the England game. I was watching the Wales Poland game. Shout out to my beloved GB, by the way. That was, to be honest,
Penalty
that was the
taken.
moment of the international break for me. He's captain now. And yeah, they had penalty shootout, which they sadly lost. But he stepped up to take and bury the first penalty. I can't like that. That was like a lot for my heart to take.
And can I just say, like, the effect that Ange is having on these players? Like, Ben Davis did like this rousing speech, and so did Kulusevski as well. Like, he's obviously like
Yes.
genuinely
Crazy.
affecting players. And Ben Davis, I know you probably want to talk more about this, Rosa. Official, what has he got, like a UEFA B license now?
Yeah.
And
But he's
next,
also not just that. He's been studying for the past 2 years. I'm like, where
where
does
does
he
he
find
find
the
the time?
time? Yeah.
Yeah. Also, when did he give this rousing speech? Was it pre-game?
I think it was before the penalty shootout. I think there's a video of
Right,
it.
okay.
It's definitely either before penalty shootout, before extra time, and he was proper going for it. And I also saw an interview of him in Welsh, where it sounded sick. But I didn't have a clue what
I
he was
did, it
saying.
sounded, I couldn't understand a word he was saying, but I felt like it spoke directly to my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We need to get translated by a listener, a
it
Welsh
was a,
listener.
yeah, we should. Anyone out there, can you please tell us what GB said? Yeah, it's been, it was a very, very proud day, even though he was obviously really devastated. But yeah, then I switched back over quickly to what, when I knew that Madders came on. Beautiful assist for the Bellingham goal. Lovely
Yeah,
stuff.
really
We need
good.
to see, yeah, we need to see more of that Madders, I think.
No one's mentioned it because Bellingham did it all himself. No one's mentioned
I
it,
think it's
but
literally just Spurs fans and probably like, yeah.
yeah, it's mad. But yeah, no, hopefully he's back now, because he's been like, I mean, they all have. It's been very up and down the last few weeks, and like, now we know why it's been like that for Bentancur. But yeah, I think probably like it was just lacking match fitness for a few of them. So yeah, it'd be good to see Van de Ven and Maddison back.
And
And
Yeah,
also,
is
that's
Van de Ven back
the
for sure?
It's not confirmed, so I
Okay.
can wait and see. But that's not even the only Ben Davis lore that's been revealed this international break. He's also, which I think is probably my favorite thing, has Son as the godfather of his child, which is like unbelievable.
That is
This
just
has been the
like,
Ben Davis international break, hasn't it? Because he also scored two disallowed goals,
yeah.
scored a penalty, he's captain, he's a coach, he's got Son as the godfather. This has been the Rosa Ben Davis sponsored international break of your dreams.
It's really true, actually. It's all come up Rosa. I can't believe it. That whole thing about Son being his son's godfather is just proper, like, that's just like elite parenting, isn't it? You just,
So yeah,
you
I
know what
feel like
you're
he's also
doing.
tactically very smart as well, like having a mega star as your son's
Yeah.
godfather.
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it?
Still just that friendship does kind of confuse me still to this day, but we roll with it because it is a
Yeah, I
beautiful
feel like
thing.
they must have been friends for like what, like 9 years now,
Yeah.
8 years?
Yeah.
Feels weird, doesn't it? Like they've both been here for so long. And like it's weird because
Triple.
you see Son, and Son's like always friends with the younger players, but he's actually
Yeah.
like he's about the same age as Davis, isn't he? Like he's an old head, but he just doesn't
Yeah.
act, he's not he doesn't seem as old as Ben Davis, but they're actually like pretty similar age.
I think
I
Son's
always
actually
enjoyed
older. Yeah.
the picture from Davy's wedding with like Son sort of like celebrating the wedding in the background. So good.
Just like I'm just having like a normal wedding, and I just happen to have like a Korean megastar as my best man. Yeah. Very, very, very cute. Yeah, I hope he's not. He seemed pretty devastated. I was looking at his Insta earlier. He was like, I'm devastated but proud. Yeah, the whole Kulu thing as well, of doing his of being asked to give a speech that was th and that he then basically like nicked off Ange.
And he also got an assist as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a good, I feel like it's been a good international break for our players. Other than
Yeah.
Bissouma had a really bad one. I don't know if you saw that the manager said he's not picking him.
Oh,
It's just a
really?
bit mad. And there's rumors that he might even retire. But the manager said I obviously, you know, I don't know a lot about the Mali national team, but I imagine Bissouma is one of the more prominent players, but he's not being picked. Apparently he doesn't fit the diamond, so it's a bit strange to see, you know, like a Premier League player like Bissouma not making that team. But I think everyone else had a pretty good time.
Yeah, my favorite moment of the break was Højbjerg pushing over the referee when trying to get to a loose ball. Yeah, just more of that,
Yeah.
please.
Well, we can't wait to welcome them all back. Right, I think that's all of our business out of the way. Let's get into it now. Billy, this has been something that you've wanted to do for a really long time, and we just have not been able to get our act together. And now we're finally doing it. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to hand it over to you. The Hometown Glory draft, Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so I've been obsessed with the American podcast for a while, and they normally do like draft episodes where you just get like a theme or topic and you get to draft it and it goes around in a circle and everyone takes a pick and then that pick becomes off the board. We wanted to do a Hometown Glory spin on it. We wanted to do what we decided to do is a Mount Rushmore. So obviously a Mount Rushmore is traditionally like four faces which sum up like the history of something like the Mount Rushmore of film, whatever. We're going to do the Mount Rushmore of Tottenham, but we're going to do a Hometown Glory spin on it. So we've got four categories, and the four categories are modern classic, which is like a recent Tottenham player that you absolutely love, one that sort of sums up the modern era. We're kind of loosely going from like maybe Redknapp era onwards, that kind of thing. Then we have got certified legend, like an absolute no doubt legend, who's like a real impactful player or manager or person on the history of Tottenham, on the history of Tottenham, one that will go down in the future books, history books forever. Then we have got childhood sweetheart. So someone, when you first started getting into Tottenham, you really fell in love with them as a child. And obviously that's different for everyone. And then because we're Hometown Glory, we like to put a couple different spin on things. We've got the wild card, which is someone that's special to you about Tottenham, someone that you sort of who really sums up your love for Tottenham that maybe not anyone else would think of. And then everyone that is involved in Tottenham is on the board. So you can do players, you can do managers, you can even do fans. So Adele is on the board. So we'll just go through those categories again. We have got modern classic, certified legend, childhood sweetheart, and wild card. And we're going to draft it as well. So it's going to go in order. It's what in America they call it like a snake draft. So you go like one, two, three, and then three, two, one. And if someone takes someone off the board, then they are no longer available for the draft. What we're hoping is this like becomes our little Hometown Glory thing, and when we have people on, they can talk about who their Tottenham Mount Rushmore is as well in those four categories. So, going to randomise the order, and the order is so Rosa gets first pick, then it goes me, then Ash, and then because it's a snake draft, then Ash would get the next pick, then me, then Rosa, and then goes like on a snake like that. And as soon as you take someone there off the board, and maybe we could just like say a little bit about why you've chosen them. And you can do anyone in any category to start off with. Don't have to do them in any order. And the four categories are modern classic, certified legend, childhood sweetheart, and wild card. So Rosa, you have got the very first ever Hometown Glory draft pick, and all four categories are open. Anyone is on the board. The first pick is all yours.
Oh my God, I'm actually so torn now. Ooh. Okay, I think I'm gonna go with
And obviously, you have to say which category you're
yeah,
picking.
but literally this is it. I'm actually torn between my two categories. But I'm gonna go for this category because I know because the other category I'm still deciding. So I'm gonna go modern classic, and I have to go with the man, the myth, the enigma wrapped in a riddle, Moussa Dembélé. I don't really feel like it could be anything else. I feel like Moussa Dembélé was the first player I ever saw where I was like, I didn't know Tottenham Hotspur players could be like this.
Yeah, and yeah, it's interesting watching Belgium yesterday. Actually, I was thinking about him and how just incredible he was, man. What a player!
I've got such a memory of you, Billy. Do you remember? I guess it must have been in the 2016 Euros, and we already knew by then that we couldn't play proper football without Dembele. And I think Martinez was like fucking about with his selection. And I remember you just being like, it's wild how like no Moussa, no party is true for both Tottenham and Belgium because they were just a
Yeah,
rabble without him.
he used to play like Witsel and Fellaini, didn't he? A midfielder or
Yeah.
something crazy like
He would
that.
play Fellaini. He would literally
Yeah.
play Fellaini.
And like everyone that's ever played with Dembele says he's the best player they've ever seen. Like literally everyone that has ever played with him. Like De
I
Bruyne
love
says
how
it.
that just comes up every so often. Again, like all of these little like clips of every player that's ever played, and all non-Tottenham fans are constantly shocked by this.
It goes viral every week, pretty
Yeah,
much.
rightly so. Rightly
Yeah.
so. So yeah.
That's a great first pick. That is a great
Thank
first
you
pick.
very much. I've like Dembelievers for life.
Cool. Right. And then what we're going to do at the end, we'll put our four Mount Rushmores to a little Twitter vote as well, see who's got the best one, and then we'll hopefully make this a regular thing with people that come on. And like when our other hosts return, we'll ask them for their Mount Rushmores as well and stuff like that. So my second pick, my first pick, the second pick overall, I got to go Certified Legend, and I've got to go the man which I think sums our club up the most throughout history, our most successful ever patron, our most successful ever manager. Mr. Tottenham himself, Bill Nicholson. I think I've got to take him first just because, I just think he is the sort of one of the only people in our history that's like associated with sustained success, like one of the best managers ever. Won the double, won the league again. And sadly, we haven't ever been able to replicate that success since. So, and I think he's probably the most iconic name associated with Tottenham. It's just sadly becoming a longer and longer time away. It's almost, it's decades and decades ago, but I think his name will live on forever. And I think the club are hopefully trying to do a Bill Nick statue soon. I kind of wish they'd done had like a Bill Nick stand. I think that would be cool and deserved. But yeah, what a legend, Bill Nick. What are your guys' thoughts on Bill Nick?
Yeah, he should have. Where is the statue? I thought the
It's
original
in like
plan
progress or something.
gates. What happened?
It's quite bad that the only legacy that he's got at Tottenham is the fucking pub. It's like, it was just.
I'm so proud of that in a way, though.
That is quite cool, actually.
Yeah. I think it only opens on match days as well. So yeah.
It's just such a weird thing, isn't it? Like, none of us have any, we obviously like have no memory. I
Yeah.
think like my dad remembers like that team, although not, I think he literally just he started watching football like the year after they won the double. So, which is like just classic Tottenham timing, really. But you just wouldn't just to have started watching them then and to think that you would never again see us win the league is just wild.
It's fucking mad.
All
Yeah, no, it's
right.
great. It's completely insane, but also in keeping.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
And
Yeah, he has to be. He is like the number one name, I guess.
And then Ash, what's your first pick, man?
mine, I'm gonna
You
do
get two picks in a
child.
row, by the way, because it's a snake
Oh,
draw.
okay. So I'm gonna do childhood sweetheart, and it's David Ginola, because when I first
Oh,
had a
curse you.
Sorry, Rosa.
Damn
When I first had a
it.
season ticket, he was like just the only good thing about going to Spurs. Like it was just a terrible, terrible team, apart from like who the one player that shan't be named. And so yeah, he just brought me like a lot of joy going to watch Spurs. And even I think like he scored like a mad goal. I think it was against like Barnsley or something, like away in the cup, where he just like ran around half the team. And that always just stuck out to me. So Ginola for that. And then my sort of wild card I'm going to pick is Lucas Moura, just for everything that he did in Amsterdam. And that's it. There's not much else to say about Lucas because most of it was a letdown, but Amsterdam will live on forever in my
It's
mind.
true. It's really true. That's like the greatest thing that's ever happened to us as
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
definitely as a fan, I don't think we'll probably ever get to experience anything like that again in our lifetime.
No.
As many people probably won't either.
Yeah. I can't believe you picked David. I literally that's the only name I've got for my childhood sweetheart because I loved him. I loved him so much, man. Because you're right. He was
Okay.
just there was nobody else like him. We were just
Season
like,
permit is still available. It's okay.
oh, there you go. You saved me.
So I'm gonna have to go. So it's my pick next. So I'm gonna have to go. And the discussion that we just had actually has made me realize this because I think modern classic is between two people for me, and one of them it would have been a very different answer this time last year, put it that way. But I'm gonna have to go with my heart and say my modern classic is Heung-min Son because, like, the discourse around Harry Kane leaving has made me realize I don't think I would actually be able to cope when Son leaves. I think I can't imagine any player that's got this. He has a very different relationship to Harry, the one that Harry Kane had to the fans. I don't know. I can't really explain the difference, but it's certainly been like more apparent this season than any other season. And I absolutely adore him. I think he's been incredible for us. He's an absolute legend. And I think he's one of those people that when you're like, when we're all older and talking to our own grandkids, and be like, yeah, I got to watch Son score the Puskás goal and against Burnley, and I really fucking hope he wins a trophy for us. And for me, he's like Mr. Tottenham. Like, I can't imagine ever sort of seeing him go to another club, it would be absolutely heartbreaking. I think it would be a very different kind of experience to Kane leaving, because like Kane, I don't know, I can't really describe the difference in the relationship, but because Kane was obviously also homegrown, so it's a bit different. But yeah, I can't imagine life without him, and definitely my modern classic is Heung-min Son.
I actually had him in my legends.
I think he fits both. He does fit
The
both.
thing about drafting, you can play around like that.
Because I think you're right. And I also, that's the thing though, isn't it? That is the difference. Like Sun is the one who can who can express these things. So it's not just our relationship with him, it's his relationship with us. And like the way he talks about the fans and the way he talks about the club. That's what
Yeah,
makes
that's why
him
it's
Mr.
different to
Tottenham
Harry.
now.
Yeah, that's why it's so different to Harry for me, is that like you kind of for a while just thought that like Harry was there begrudgingly, whereas Son just loves it. So yeah, I think that's like a definitely a worthy pick for sure.
Okay, Rosie, you got two picks in a row now.
Oh, okay. So what have I done? I've done modern classic. Okay. My wild card. I'm really torn, especially given.
I think I might. I think I know the way you're going to go
I
for mine.
think you do know, but and I think you know exactly the two people that I'm torn between. But I think, and give especially given the conversation that we had earlier, and maybe in a year's time or even in a week's time, this will change. But I feel like I'm still very devoted to the cult of Ryan Mason. And I can't, and I just feel like I can't really let that go. And a lot of that is to do with, like, I know we've moved on past that, the Pochettino era and all of that, but I still love that first season, even though we weren't very good a lot of the time and we played some really bad football. But I loved everything that team stood for and the connection that we made with the players again and that whole thing that Mason had of he'd just been around for so long and he didn't ever think it was going to happen for him. And then, all of a sudden he's getting his like league debut at the Emirates. Like that to me is what you watch football for, really. So it's got to be him. And just one day, like I really believe that, one day he will manage this great club and I'll be so proud. So that's my wild card. And
And
now,
you got one more pick as well.
I've got one more pick. Okay. I know
What category do you
that
have left? You have
I've got
certified
legend.
legend.
I've got legend or childhood sweetheart, haven't I? So I think I'll go legend. And I was gonna go Kane. I think I have to go Harry Kane. I know again, that's just But I just like he is a legend and he's still like that's why this sort of
Top,
Bayern
top, all-time
nonsense
top scorer.
hurts. Yeah, but also he's not just our all-time top like he's literally like I know like I love we can love how other players play the game, but he is our greatest ever player and I don't really feel like you can argue with that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's weird because there's just been a few games this year, even though we're playing amazing football, we're just like, oh,
I know.
wish he
If we
was
had
here.
him, if we had him, but this
Wish
we were
he was
talking
here.
about this in our group earlier, right? And it's like, if we had him, we would be absolutely killing it, but we probably wouldn't have some of the players that we've bought. But if we did, it's all counterfactuals, that's the thing. But if we had him plus the team that we've got now, we'd be winning the
Yeah.
league.
Yeah, he is that good. And like you see, like I don't know, like with the discussion around England and Southgate, and it's just like Kane will just carry an average manager anyway, like as
Yeah.
far as he can. It doesn't matter. He's that good. So yeah, he's definitely worthy of being on any Spurs Mount Rushmore for sure.
Excellent, excellent picks. I've got two picks left. I've got childhood sweetheart and wild card. I don't think my wild card would be a surprise to anyone, so I'm not going to go for that one right now. I'm in a few couple minds of childhood sweetheart. I'm going to go pretty loose with the definition of childhood and go for like my late sort of teens rather than childhood, like my uni era. And my favorite, probably my all-time favorite ever Spurs player, which is Aaron Lennon. just because like I just love absolutely everything about him. When I think of a Tottenham player, that's what I think of, like a winger who's like everyone goes crazy when they get the ball. I just, yeah, he was like my first proper favorite player, I think. And while that team, we had like an insane amount of players. Like we had like Bale, Modric, and Aaron Lennon was a bit before those guys as well. He was sort of played in a lot of different teams with a lot of different players. He's always my favorite. Like, and I think there's a difference between like your best player and your favorite player. He's obviously never our best player, but he was definitely my favorite. I just loved everything about him. And that sort of my best memories of White Hart Lane is like when Aaron Lennon had the ball and everyone stood up, and that was like I remember being in there and that was like sick. Like we were in the South Stand, like you just heard all the seats go. That was like my favorite thing. And yeah, so my childhood sweetheart is Aaron Lennon.
That's pure magic, Bill. I love that. And perfect timing. Sam, hello.
Hello. Sorry, my audio
Hello.
wasn't working there for a second, but I'm with you. What have I
Yes, we've got
missed?
you. We're just doing the draft. So, Billy, how can we squeeze Sam in? We've gone round a few
Okay.
times.
So if we tell Sam who's off the board, then we can give him like two picks maybe in a row.
Yes. I deserve it being late. It's
Okay.
fine.
So if everyone goes through their team, if Rosie, you want to start with who you got so far, and then Sam, you can have Modern Classic, Childhood Sweetheart, Certified Legend, Wild Card. It's a bit of a random draft. Now we've added an extra player in the middle, but that's it makes it more fun if anything. And you come halfway through, so a lot of the big names off the table already, but
I
that makes it more
deserve
interesting.
it.
That
A
makes
lot of
it
the
more
big names, like Ryan Mason, has gone
and
already,
Aaron Lennon.
and Aaron Lennon.
So Rosie, what's your team so far?
So mine is Mason, Dembele, Kane.
Mine is Son, Bill Nick, and Aaron Lennon.
Mine is Ginola and Lucas Moura so far.
So Sam, you've got two picks, and then it goes to Ash.
And I can choose from any category.
Any category. Just can't say any of those names that we just mentioned.
Okay, I'm going to take Gareth Bale as number one.
Nice,
He's going to
nice.
be my legend. And then I'm going to go for, I think I'm going to go for childhood sweetheart, Dimitar
Nice. That's two great picks.
Berbatov.
Cool. And what made you choose those two?
Yeah. I mean, like Bale needs no introduction, right? Like he made us all feel things we didn't know we could feel about football. And Berbatov, like he, yeah, nobody's has ever had a first touch like him before, and yeah, just magic. I think like when his highlight reels come up on Twitter or whatnot, they're ones that I always just like stop to watch the entire thing because it's just phenomenal. I think like what he did to the Premier League at the time, we'd not really seen too many players like that, in such like a physical, fast paced, and yeah. Aggressive league and someone like that that comes through looks like they don't work up a sweat throughout 90 minutes and yeah, touch of a cushion, it's just crazy. So I think because he was so against the grain, it was really special to see him.
Berbatov to me actually is like the other, like Bill, when you were talking about how Lennon is like a top is a pure Tottenham player, I also think like Berbatov is like the
Yeah,
other side of
definitely,
that.
definitely.
Yeah, that like
Yeah.
just pure skill and also just casual skill.
Agreed, yeah. So true. So true.
Great picks, man. And yeah, that's two heavy names there. And Ash, it's your pick, man. You got two categories to go.
Am I picking two now?
No, just one. Just one
Just
from any of
one.
the two. Then
Okay.
we'll go back to Sam.
I'm gonna do like a modern classic. So mine's gonna be Hugo. And I know like the last like couple of years were a disaster, but I was just shocked that he had given us that long anyway, because he was unbelievable. And yeah, it's weird. Like on the last game when he sort of like came out and like got awarded probably like a bad watch or whatever it was, I was just like actually quite emotional about the fact that he'd been there that long and he like really cared and was always fronting up in interviews. And yeah, I just don't think he ever gets the credit. So maybe he will over time. But yeah, for me, he's definitely like a legend.
Great pick. Great pick. Sam, back to you, man. You've got two picks remaining.
Ooh. Will this count as modern era? Luka Modric.
Yeah, you can have that. We said any
You'll
from Redknapp onwards, we said at the beginning.
okay. You'll allow it. You'll allow it. Yeah, I'll take
Got a
Modric
very
then. He's
formidable team now, actually.
yeah, starting to put them together. Yeah, what a player, man. Like, unfortunately, I wasn't in the country to see him play, but like, I'm sure you guys have some incredible memories of seeing him do his thing.
Yeah, he was
Unmute.
magical. We were so he again is like another player where I was like, do you remember when we got him? And it was like we felt really lucky, but I was almost suspicious because
Yeah,
it seemed to me
it
like it was too good to be true. And then it but actually turned out even better.
I think he really nearly went to Newcastle, and then I think we hijacked it, and then he was just fucking unbelievable straight away. Like, I think we put him on the left wing for a little bit when he first came, and then I think, was it Redknapp that put him in the middle? I think if you listen to interviews with him, he actually talks about how Redknapp quite a lot as being like one of his biggest influences on his career, which is crazy considering he's like arguably the best midfielder of all time. You could make that case for sure. But he
Also, they
actually,
seem like very different personality types.
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great pick. And Rosa, your last pick, and then it's my last pick.
Oh my God. Okay, so now I've got oh okay, I've got to go for a childhood sweetheart now, haven't I? Oh God, that's actually really tough. Because when I first got into football, it was just really dark times with not much joy. I guess, I mean, I guess it has to be Anderton then. I didn't really what it was sort of the tail end, and I don't like I'm amazed at how many appearances he made for us because I think by the time I was watching Spurs, he was very much into his sick note era. But even then, I think I saw like enough.
Apparently he gets really pissed off by the sick note thing because he's like one of our record appearance holders.
And he literally like he is. It's crazy. And I sort of I feel for him, but then, you know, he also was injured absolutely loads. So although probably now if I look at like some of our actual like injury prone players,
Of which we have many right
of which
now.
we have so many. Yeah, I think it'll have to be Anderson. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I don't think it's any surprise who my wild card's going to be. And I've got to mention some, by the way. You can doesn't have to be a player or manager. It can be literally anyone related to Tottenham. So, like, could be a fan, could be anyone, could be even someone in your family, I guess, if you wanted it to be. My wild card is obviously Emerson Royal. I'm just going to dedicate this next
Really?
episode
That
to.
actually has taken me by surprise. I think just in everything that's been going on the international break, I had forgotten about
Same.
Emerson.
No, you
Same.
can't have done because he's released the best ever bit of Spurs content in this time. Like, so when Sam messaged that to me, like that was my life made. Like him doing that virtual reality thing was fucking insane. Like it's honestly one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. I think that just like sums him up. Like he is like just an insane reel of content like, all the time. I love everything that he does. Like on the pitch, he's always doing like step overs in the middle, and, like no look passes. He's just like a walking charisma machine. But I actually do genuinely love the guy because I think his attitude is amazing. He's sort of every manager that he plays with loves him. Like he's a really good trainer apparently, but I just feel like he is one of the best personalities we've ever had at Tottenham. I just love, the incredible compilations. Everything about him is brilliant. He's got his own clothing line. He's a rapper. He's a gamer. What more could you want from a footballer? So my wild card is definitely Emerson Royal.
I love that. And I love that I feel like even though Emerson works really hard, he also knows enough about himself to know that he needs other stuff in his life.
And I actually I don't like talking about my Twitter, but I tweeted the video of that, and then like the game the maker of, if you haven't seen what I'm talking about, just go on Twitter and search for like Emerson Royal and Richarlison playing this virtual reality walk the plank, and Emerson is absolutely petrified. It's amazing. And then like Spurs tweeted it and I tweeted it, and I just got like all these mad Brazilians in my mentions loving it, which is amazing. And then like the developers of the game like retweeted it and saying like we spend all this money on advertising when we just got like two random footballers we've never heard of giving us more views than we've ever had in our lives. So it's pretty cool that
That's amazing. I
the
think
developers
Billy,
love Emerson Royal and Richarlison now.
you left out an important point on Emerson, I think, whereas that I've never followed a pregnancy so closely in my life.
Exactly. Even my own life pregnancy, I witnessed. I didn't see it in that much detail.
And like again, I will always go back to the fact that like I simply cannot be mad at Emerson for making her pregnancy all about him.
Exactly. You know
That's the power. That's the power of the man.
my favorite thing, right, was when he was terrible. I think when we played him, like we bought him when he first started playing under Conte, it was really, really bad. And he used to come on as a sub and was awful. It did get a lot better. But then in the peak era of Emerson, when he was terrible, he used to then post compilation. And that was what that's what made me fall in love with him. It's like, sometimes it would literally just be like 30 seconds of gameplay when he'd just come on in like the 90th minute and he'd still post a compilation of that. And that is the kind of attitude that we can all get behind, I think.
Those have gone now, haven't they? That's really sad. Yeah. Copyright. I suppose he's just moved on. Because then there was a while when but also there were like a few footballers who were like doing it themselves, like after that as well. I feel like Romero did a whole thing for a bit.
He was definitely the trailblazer. And yeah. Twitter's random hatred of football copywriters has muddied it forever, sadly. But we still get rap videos.
Ruining
now,
so many things.
We still get rap videos. So that's my last pick. Ash, what's your last pick, man? Certified legend to go, is that right?
I think I've just got, legend. So I'm going to pick Gazza because he's probably the most quintessential Spurs human being ever. Amazing player, pure flair, and also just pure disaster constantly. So, he always stood out. And I never actually saw him play for Spurs because it's probably like a few years too early. But, involved in some really big moments and just seems like a proper great guy. I actually have seen him play for Spurs at the weird charity Legends game.
Legends thing, yeah.
And he injured after about 2 minutes before he had to come off. So, random.
Nice. That's your team done. And Sam, the last pick of our draft, man. What's your have you got a certified legend to go?
No, I've got a wild card to go.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I was really tossing up between a couple here. I think I'm going to go with the kid that was doing push-ups before the Liverpool game in the tunnel.
Amazing.
Love that.
I think, that energy I need to bring to my team, that sort of, I would say that eclipses the Emerson Royale self-confidence, which is hard to do, right?
The one who that people said was Oliver Skip, that guy.
That's the one. They did a follow-up video as well after that with him too. Amazing. Like, you need to go see that content. That kid, like the energy, the enthusiasm for life. We could all take a bit of that, I think.
Nice. Rosa, what's your full team then?
Okay, so my full team is Dembele, Kane, Mason, Anderton. That's quite a good team, actually.
Nice. Mine is Bill Nick, Wingman Son, Aaron Lennon, and Emerson Royal. And Sam, what's your full team?
And then my team is Luka Modric, Gareth Bale, Dimitar Berbatov, and the mascot kid that was doing push-ups for the Liverpool game in the tunnel.
And Ash, I love that.
I love that as well. That's my favorite pick, I think. And Ashes is, Rosa, help me. Ashes has just left us, but Ashes was.
He had Ginola,
Gazza,
Lloris, and Lucas Moura.
Nice.
It's good. We've got there's a lot of flair and a lot of chaos, basically.
I feel like if you just did it like genuinely, it would be like Bill Nick, Kane, Greaves, and Hoddle or something like that. But I like the way that we're trying to make it a bit more personal to us.
Yeah. I love that. That's cool. Now I want to do it again.
We'll put it to a little Twitter vote for fun. And anyone that comes on from now on, you have to choose your hometown glory, Spurs, four faces as well.
Amazing. I'm gonna be fuming at Ash forever for having Ginola. That's it. All I wrote in my notes, I just wrote David. That's it. Even though he's also, it's all right. He's turned into a slightly chaotic person in later life, hasn't he?
If we have any graphic designers that can mock up both four teams, that'd be sick. Thank you. In Mount Rushmore style. Because it's a bit beyond.
And then I want a t-shirt and a mug. Yeah.
It's a little bit beyond graphic design.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure like Ollie would happily do a terrible Photoshop job, but I feel like we want something a bit smoother than that. Yeah. Quite possibly.
So that was our first draft, man. I love that. Thank
Amazing.
You. We've been doing that for a long time. And we'll put it to a little vote for fun as well. Who's got the best Mount Rushmore?
I'm very thrilled about all of that. Okay. Now it's time for the Luton preview, because we're not doing proper previews ever, because we always forget. I've just got another little quiz for you guys. Now, these are all going to be multiple choice, except the last question, which, if we've got time, we'll do. First, Luton Town have won one major trophy, the 1988 League Cup. They won the final 3-2, but who did they beat? Was it Liverpool, Everton, Arsenal, or Man United? Billy, I'm going to ask you first.
Can you say the year again? Sorry.
1988.
Jesus, that's like relatively close to our lifetimes. I feel like I've not heard that before, and I feel like them beating any of those teams would be a massive story. I don't know why I've not heard it before. I want to say I know there's like the Coventry one that we lost, which is I know is like goes down in folklore because we should have definitely won that. I haven't heard of this like giant canin final before.
Me neither, but
So I'm gonna go.
I
I
can't assure you it's real, but Ollie did the
feel
research, so that's what I'm going
like good enough for me. I
with.
feel like if it was in that era, if it was Man United Liverpool, it'd have been a massive story. So I'm gonna go for Arsenal.
Ash, what say you?
I'm gonna go for Liverpool.
Okay, Sam.
Was Everton option A?
Everton was an option, yeah.
That would be my choice, please.
That was also my choice, but the answer is, in fact, Arsenal,
Yes. Way.
Good,
which
mate.
is
Should have known.
truly
Should have
delightful.
known.
And
This is a Spurs podcast.
I feel like this is something that we should all know, and now
Yeah.
you all do, and we can take it forward with us for the rest of
Why
time.
isn't that more of like a thing? Like, I've never heard that before.
I know, I don't know, but we're going to
Bring
make
that
it
up
to a
on Twitter
thing.
to some little kid.
Exactly,
Dig
exactly.
him out for it.
Yeah, just
That is
make some
prime
child
definition of
cry.
bottling
Amazing.
it. That is bottling it.
Right. Now turning back to Tottenham. Gary Doherty joined Tottenham from Luton on this day in 2000. But what fee did the Ginger Pele command? Was it 3 million, 600 grand, 2.3 million, or 1 million? Sam, I'll start with you.
I go with 1 million.
Billy.
I didn't even know that he joined from Luton, to be honest.
Neither did I, literally, until today.
whichever one was lowest, I'll go for because I can't imagine us paying any reasonable
600
figure.
grand.
Yeah, I'll go for the lowest.
Not a Gary Doherty fan.
I'm a fan of him, but I can't imagine him being a player that commanded a feat, although the versatility that he offers as being both a striker and a centre back is pretty unheard of still in the modern day. I can't think of anyone else that has played those two positions.
I'm
This
gonna.
is why, like, I knew it was. I look back and I'm like, I was probably only just getting into football at this point because I just couldn't, like, I couldn't understand why a defender was going up top. Like, it
No,
didn't make, it
I
doesn't
can't think
really
of
make any sense,
I
but I
can't
didn't
think of
have any
any other player
understanding.
that's ever done that. I can't think of any other player that's ever done that, been a centre back and a striker. I remember
I mean,
like
I can tell
when.
you that Amy James Turner is doing it for Spurs Women right now.
Nice, nice. I've
But
got
that is
a
literally the
secret.
only other example I can think of.
Do you remember when we were talking about this on Football Cliches once the other day? Remember when someone bought David James on as a striker at like the goalkeeper? That was sick. I think it was
Yeah. I do
Portsmouth.
not remember
They bought him on as a striker like in like the last few minutes to try and score
Wasn't
the goalkeeper.
the best part about that story is that like they had actual footballers to bring on instead of him,
Yeah.
but
They just were. I think
they chose David James instead.
it might have even been Harry Redknapp that did it, actually. It might have been.
That sounds like something he would
That
do.
sounded like a Redknapp
I'd
thing.
like to see Vic do that one day, actually. I
Yeah.
believe that he could do it.
It's fun.
Ash, I need your answer, actually.
What were the options? 600, a million.
600K, 3 million, 2.3 million, or 1 million?
I'm going to say 2.3. I don't know why. Just
Yeah.
throwing it out.
It seems right, but it's not right because the answer is 1 million.
Million. He was £1 million
I
player.
know, you can't
What's
believe
that
it,
like?
can you? It's like
That's like a secret
even in
invasion. That's probably like
2000, that seems high.
15 million now, isn't it? Or something like that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and he was really bad.
He was
Really
absolutely. The thing is,
awful.
versatile and terrible at both of those jobs. Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
bonus question,
Does it
actually.
count as versatility if you're bad at both of the things? That's the question.
That is a really good question. That's a very cliché kind of question. Yeah, for bonus content, how many goals did he bang in across all competitions in his 78 appearances for us? 8, 4, 11, or 19? Ash.
Gonna say eight.
Billy.
Can't be 19. It can't be 19. There's no way.
No, it actually can't be 19. You're quite
I'm gonna say eight as well.
right. Sam.
I'll have 11, please.
The answer is 8.
Eight. Nice.
It's
That's actually
four in the
pretty
league.
not bad. Not bad.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
A centre back, it's
But
good.
for a
For
centre back
striker,
that was
not
also
so
being
good.
played as a
Yeah.
striker, we've been through some weird, dark times. It's always good to be reminded of it. One last question. AI recently ranked Handsome Rob Edwards, that is his official name, as the sexiest manager in the Premier League. Can't argue with that. But where did the computers rank Big Ange? Does anybody know?
Do you know this, actually?
I feel like I know this as well.
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I know this. I want to say 18th out of 20. I think he was in the relegation zone for sure.
Yeah, it
Think he
was
might have some.
18.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 17. Yeah.
No, I wanted
I
to,
think
like, it was.
Potch was lower than him, though, wasn't he? I think.
Was
Wow.
he
Yeah.
amazing?
Potch was 19.
Because
And
they took those
Chris
pictures
Wilds
that
is
you
at the
posted
bottom,
on
isn't
Twitter,
he?
Billy.
Yeah. Fucking Moyes was higher than Ange. What the fuck, AI?
Listen,
People worry about AI. It's like you can't be
Moyes,
worried if
Sean
that's what they're doing.
Dyche, like, I'm sorry, I know that like Arteta is like a young man or whatever, but like
He's made of Lego.
you should be able to see like the darkness of someone's soul. This is why AI is no good.
And I feel like
Yeah.
obviously we're massively biased, but I feel like Ange is like a good-looking guy. Like he's got the aura about him, isn't he? Like
He does have aura, yeah.
the Ray Winston of football. Like, do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like
And are they
rugged,
just like judging the
rugged good
book by the
looks.
cover? Or does
Yeah.
his personality not come into it? Are we that shallow?
AI is
AI. I
AI, so AI
think
is
AI is that
100% that
shallow.
shallow. Yeah.
Yeah. If AI is doing that, then I don't think we've got anything to worry about them like taking over the human race anytime soon. So
Yeah.
Moy is higher than Postecoglou.
I mean, they have assessed Rob Edwards correctly, so they do get. That's just an easy one, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that was really weird, wasn't it? There was some really like high, there was some really weird high picks and stuff. It was really weird. It was really weird.
It just
Like,
makes me realize how easily I forget about every other team in our league because I'm
and
like,
as
oh,
much, yeah.
who's the other managers?
And as much as I hate Poch, there's no way that he's the 19th
Yeah, that's crazy.
best looking manager.
No, he's 20th, exactly.
Yeah, I'm obviously like massively offended on behalf of Ange and everyone who's got an actual. It's not just about personality, it's about aura. And Ange, you have it. All right.
My favorite thing though is when they were doing, actually, it's the first time we played Rob Evans since he like went massively viral in it. So my favorite thing was when he was he started going viral of those interviews, and then he in the next one he put like his wedding ring like in the front
Yeah.
of the He is a very good looking guy though,
Just
to be
that
fair.
someone's heard a word.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he is a very good
He's
looking
got,
guy.
yeah. They know what they've got there. I do wonder how many of their Twitter followers are just there for the Rob Edwards content. And actually, does he have his own Twitter account? Should probably check that out. Right. We can now move on. I think we've covered all of our football now, haven't we? That's it. It's just culture time. Oh no, I do. You can tell I haven't done this for 2 weeks because I've totally forgotten what I'm doing. Okay, I'll just give you guys a quick Spurs women update. Can't do much because of various things, including my oldest child's birthday. I missed both Leicester and Bristol games. We won them both 1-0, both with a goal in the second minute. You would think the floodgates would have opened. They didn't. That's it. Just 1-0. But last week's game against Bristol, Bethany England was back on the score sheet. That's actually her first goal in the league this season. So really good timing. And hopefully now they've got 2 weeks to work on the absolute best starting 11 because the semi-final is our next game. And I'm absolutely buzzing about it. So we'll hopefully do a proper preview of that game before it happens. But yeah, just another reminder, everyone get your tickets. Everyone come and support the team. I think it's actually looking like we've sold quite a lot of tickets. I think it's going to be pretty packed, which is extremely, extremely cool. Right, let's move on to culture. Quick celebrity fan update. Over the international break, we discovered that Taylor Swift's dude, Travis somebody, I don't know about American football.
Kelce.
I guess he's also pretty famous. They just won the Super Bowl, right?
Yep. Very famous.
He wore a Spurs sweatshirt, so I guess we can officially count him as Coy's. And more importantly, for this podcast, Raph Law, son of Jude, very famous Coy's, posted a picture of himself and a bunch of other guys, his Masters of the Air co-stars, including our Barry Keane, who was wearing like a proper retro Spurs kit. So even though we think Raph probably lent it to Barry, doesn't matter. He's been photographed wearing it. He's Coy's.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We will definitely take it.
So on that, what has everyone been up to in the international break? Billy, I'm going to go to you first.
I've been going on about this ever since I saw it, and I'm still going on about it. And that was like a month ago now, but I'm still well into the June thing. I've actually borrowed the book, and I don't read books. I only read like non-fiction books to do with education for my job. And I haven't read a book for ages, so I do not have the attention span. But I'm going to read June for sure. I'm going to definitely do that over the Easter holidays.
Have you not started it yet? You're just waving it.
And I'm also going to read June Messiah, which is apparently what the third film is going to be about. So I'm really excited to read that, because it still has not left my mind, that film. I'm just completely obsessed with it. And
how many times have you seen it now?
I've seen it twice, but I'm going to go again in the Easter holidays, maybe even twice in the Easter holidays. A couple of family members not seen it, and I'm going to see it with them. And then some of my colleague, the person who lent me this book, has not seen it either, so I'm going to try and see it with them. And I'm just still totally obsessed with it. I'm listening to podcasts about it every day and stuff. The only other thing I have watched since is I watched the first episode of The Three Body Problem, which is unbelievable. It was an amazing first episode. I was kind of half watching it the first time that I watched it, which is a big mistake because it's very like heavy on science and physics and things. But I then watched a YouTube recap and then watched the episode again. I'm glad I did that because it was amazing. So I'm looking forward to watching the second episode of that. and I think it all drops on Netflix, which is pretty cool. And I've also been listening to the new Future album. And I just love that Kendrick Lamar verse. Have you been listening to that album, Ash?
Yeah, I have. And I love the opening track. And then obviously the Kendrick record is insane. And yeah, I just like love when rap becomes really competitive. So I've been obsessing over that actually like all week. It's a really good album, actually.
Yeah, I've kind of fallen out with rap, but seeing that sort of competitive thing has really got me back in. And I just want to, and I saw like the 2024 thing of the fact that Future has unfollowed Drake on social media, which is like, that's what rap beef is these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of beef, a lot of unfollows, a lot of arguing over
Rick Ross is in the mix.
Three women. Yeah. Going off.
But that song is absolutely sick, though, to be fair. And it's like, you never get to hear Kendrick on that kind of like a trap thing like that.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. It's awesome. The beats are amazing. Yeah, it's just a really good album. Really, really good album.
Ash, what else have you been doing?
But listen to that album. I watched one good thing and one really bad thing. So I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Donald Glover, which is just like really
I really want to see that. I really want to see
it. Is it good? Did you like it?
It's sort of just there and it's fun. And
Is it anything to do with the film? Is it like the link to the film?
No, not at all. Nothing to do with it. Apart from obviously it shares the same sort of like broad concept, but even that's changed quite a lot. And it's just very like modern and yeah. It must be really expensive because the locations are insane. Like they're going to like the Amalfi Coast and yeah, like the Alps. It's pretty nuts. And then I watched Napoleon and it's just one of the worst things I've ever seen. And I just want to warn people not to watch it because it was that offensive.
Why was it so bad?
I think it's like nearly 3 hours and It's just very just bleak.
I mean,
And
that's a good enough reason for me, to be
you
honest.
know,
there you go.
he has a 4.5 hour cut coming up soon as well on Apple
Oh
TV.
my God.
Didn't he? Is that not the one where he was like, that's not my cut, that's the Apple TV cut? Like, even I think that's too long.
And he also famously said he had to go to historians and said, "Were any of you there when it happened?" No, so fuck off. This is exactly
I mean, I do love that.
I rate
amazing.
that highly.
So yeah, I watched that and it's really bad. The one good thing I have been watching, but it's like weekly, is Shogun as well. I know it's
Oh man, I
amazing.
really need to get into that properly. I've watched the first episode.
Yeah, it's solid. It's
I've
gone really
watched
Game of
two. I'm
Thrones.
quite into it.
Yeah,
I'm
keep
not
going.
fully,
Worth
fully,
it.
fully there yet. I really want to get back into, like, Billy, listening to you talk about, like, I'm listening to this podcast and I'm watching this YouTube recap. Like, that's when you know something's really got you, when you're like,
Yeah.
I need all of the extra content around it. And Shogun
Oh,
hasn't done
the
that for me
ring.
yet.
Yeah, the ringer people are doing Shogun and Three Body Problems, so that's
Yeah.
what I'm
I just
doing.
haven't quite got there yet with it, although hopefully I will. And also Three Body Problem. And, really soon we'll have House of the Dragon back. And then I'll be going into, like, the
Yeah.
many deep dives. I'm
I need that.
extremely excited about that. Yeah, we need that back in our lives, definitely. I really appreciate that you have not been bragging about your Mexico holiday, Ash.
No, but if someone does want a little Google Maps of restaurants, I got you. I can
Amazing.
give us
That will not be
a
me, but
highlight.
if there's anyone else out there who lives like a blessed
A
life,
highlight.
then.
I went to a Lucha Libre wrestling match on Friday night. And it was just mental. Just sort of like, yeah, masked wrestlers, sort of small people that they sort of throw around, which probably isn't politically correct in England. And yeah, just like cheap tacos.
It's
But yeah,
amazing.
really cool place. One of the like Mexico City is one of the coolest places I've ever been to. Really interesting.
I've got a friend of the pod, actually, George, that went literally last night and did the same thing. He just sent me a selfie wearing like a Rey Mysterio mask.
No, I brought loads of them for like my nephews and brothers and stuff like that. Yeah. But I'll
You're going to
send
make
you.
them do it? Just be like, I'm going to put all you little people in a ring.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Sam, what have you been up to?
So I went to the cinema for the first time in like 5 years, which
Yes.
is like, yeah, not acceptable, especially on this podcast. But I did it, and oh my God, the cinema is incredible, isn't it? I had such a good time. Went to see June. Yeah, basically just been sending Billy memes for like the last week or 10 days, whatever it's been since then.
Same.
And
You said obsessed with the June memes. They're just like they're so good.
mate, so
Best
good.
one
Yeah.
is the Trump sand one.
Oh man, that is, I
Yeah,
watch
that's
that video every
incredible. It
single
is
day now.
incredible work all
I
round,
watch it when I
guys.
wake up. I watch that video when I wake up every day, and I
Yeah, I mean that film blew my head off. It was incredible.
Are you
Absolutely
guys
loved
watching
it.
it in
And
IMAX or just regular?
I just went regular cinema, but I think it, like IMAX would be phenomenal. I would definitely love to go again to see it in IMAX. Yeah, it was outstanding. I absolutely loved it. But yeah, I don't go to a lot of films. I watch a lot of TV, but not a lot of films. So I'm going to try and make that a thing this year. Watched Oppenheimer literally for the first time, yeah, like in the last 2 weeks. And that was also, I really, really enjoyed that too. So who knew that films were pretty cool?
They are not bad. I would like to go to the cinema more often. One day that'll happen.
I also want to go to speaking of IMAX, and I've only ever been to the one in the South Bank because that's the biggest one in Europe, apparently. I've never actually been to it though. I went to the Lux to watch Dune, but I've never been to the South Bank one. But apparently, that's the biggest IMAX screen in Europe.
Wow.
I
Fit
feel
into
like
that
I
one.
have been, but I don't
Absurd.
remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
Yeah.
Maybe
Have you
we
been
just
yet?
weren't that
Do you have
impressed by it.
tickets yet, Ash?
No, but I'm going to figure it out this week because I definitely want to go, and definitely to IMAX. Just haven't been to IMAX for years. I think the last time I went to IMAX was the that one in the South Bank. I
Yeah.
like bizarrely went to the Transformers premiere, but I didn't realize it was the premiere. And I was sort of
This
like just
just feels like
walked
a
in
very Ash thing to have happened.
grey. Yeah, I walked in with like grey jogging bottoms, and then suddenly like Michael Bay or whatever was like in, and I was like, oh my God. And it was so bad that me and my brother were just like trying to walk out halfway through, but we were like, probably can't because the entire cast is here. So yeah.
That would have been a statement. been like your film.
I need to know.
I'm sure, to be honest, they probably did know, let's be real. I'm also very much here for knowing that you also walk out of films if you're like, I'm done with this.
I've done it.
I'm like, you don't need to stay. You don't need to, tears have, but you don't need to stay. You don't need to stay to watch films. You don't need to finish books. You can just chuck that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it at bands as well, like gigs. I've walked out in bands before. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, I do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's your job. You're like, I don't need this.
Even when it's not, like when Lauryn Hill takes like 2 hours, I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Oh, bold. Okay. Yeah. She needs to learn. She won't, but she should.
No, she won't.
She doesn't care. Anything else, Sam?
I had another lovely meal at Baron Jack on Monday. Yeah, sorry to rub it in, guys. That was outstanding. But I went to Baron Jack Borough. We went to Soho. But yeah, definitely go check it out because it is incredible and super, super delicious. And everyone's really nice there and you'll have a really good time. Yeah, that's kind of it for me. Ready for football to start again. I've not been watching any international football.
Oh, did you not? Because we covered this before you joined. Did you not watch GB's heroic penalty?
No, unfortunately not. I missed it. Yeah.
You're going to have to take some time now to watch that.
I'll have to look back at that 100%.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did forget was Invincible. I'm rewatching all of it again so I can watch it in one big hit.
I just started it like before the pod.
I've just watched the latest episodes. New series is sick. Just came back last week.
So good. But yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Okay. As is tradition, well, haven't really done this for a while. I'm going to bring the vibe right down with my culture picks because I have been reading Jerusalem, the history. Pretty dark. Did you guys know the Crusades were really fucking gory?
Yeah, not a pleasant time. No.
I'm like, this is bad. It's like too many people and they all need to chill. That's a lesson that I've learned from this book. Halfway through it, don't think it gets a lot better. And then I doubled down on that by watching 20 Days in Mariupol at the weekend, which...
Wow. I've fucking heavy.
Have you seen it as well, Bill?
Yeah, so I watched it. It was really, really heavy.
Yeah. In all conscience, would you recommend it?
You know what I felt really bad is like rating it on Letterboxd. I felt like,
You can't.
I mean, it's a really strange situation.
I felt like it was slightly, like I understand that everybody involved was like, you need to, like, we want you to film us. We want you to get this out into the world and show everybody. But it also felt like really invasive. That's a sort of weird word to use in the context. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're like, we're watching things that we shouldn't really be seeing. But yeah. So it was pretty dark. But also kind of good to watch, I think, because obviously we're 2 years on and I feel like loads of people have sort of forgotten that there's literally still a war going on and everyone's still fighting for their lives. So it's sort of good to have a reminder of that, even if it is an incredibly bleak one. They won the Oscar, didn't they?
They did, yeah. One best director.
Yeah.
Best documentary, sorry.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah. So ending on a super cheery note.
Continue that, Tony. Are you going to watch Occupied City by Steve McQueen?
What's that about?
It's a documentary about Amsterdam in the 1940s, and it's honestly one of the best things I've ever seen. But it's really, really harrowing. They like go to like literally thousands of different addresses in Amsterdam and like talk to you about like the Jewish history of it. It's really, really powerful, and it's like it's really heavy though. It's like 4 hours long, and there's actually, I think, him and his wife made it this year, and they're gonna exhibition somewhere. There's like a 36-hour cut. There's like continuing on a loop where they literally go to every single address. I think his wife visited 2,000 different properties in Amsterdam.
Oh wow! Okay.
Had like Jewish people living in them, and it tells you like the history of that family and like what happened. It's obviously a really, really heavy watch, but I would highly recommend watching it. It just came out this year. Occupied City. It's really cool.
I'm gonna watch. It's Steve McQueen. You say
Steve McQueen. It's absolutely incredible.
I have always loved his stuff anyway.
And he's a Tottenham fan as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a big Tottenham fan.
No, oh wait, is he? Or but didn't he also say that? I think I remember this. Didn't he also just say, I am a massive fan, and I've also had to like remove myself from it because it's a bit intense.
He used to be like a season ticket holder,
which I sort of, yeah. Which I'm like, I feel you, Stephen. I feel you. Oh, that's actually a perfect way to wrap this up. Then I will watch that. That's an amazing recommendation. But I will need to sort of like rebuild myself back up again.
Yeah,
I think really, before I go in. Yeah.
Really, really interesting stuff.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you all on Saturday. I'm now like fully excited. I feel like I've let go of all of my lingering rage at our club and the players. Can't wait to have it all back again.
Bring it on.
Thank you so much, guys. Billy, see us out.
Yeah, we'll do a little Twitter poll for our Mount Rushmore. Let us know which one is the best. And more importantly, definitely come to the Beehive on Saturday. We'll see you there. And up the Spurs.